This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. How many times have you heard someone say, "Don't take it personally"? Well, today we'll look at a message you can and should take personally as we study Deuteronomy chapters 5 through 7. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Something that is always exciting is watching people begin to study the Bible, understand it, and receive it as a personal message from the Lord. In today's passage, we see that once again, Moses gathered the people together to hear sort of a second edition of the Ten Commandments, that they might hear and heed them, hear and remember them, hear and learn them, hear and keep them, and hear and do them. Lest, as James tells us, they deceive themselves. When the people heard the commands of God, they responded in a wonderful way. They said, "The Lord made this covenant with us, even with us, here alive this day." Don't you just love to see people take the Word of God as a personal message from God? This is something that each of us must be diligent to do. For years, I have approached the Bible book by book, chapter by chapter, verse by verse. In my personal Bible study, I go into the chapter on four different roads. You see more that way. For instance, there are four different ways you can enter the city of Minneapolis. You can come up the river by boat. You can take the train and see the backs of buildings and broken bottles and weeds growing along the tracks. You can drive into the city and pass through the neighborhoods and see the houses and the parks and the gardens of fruit and flowers. Or you can fly in and see a panorama of the entire Twin Cities area. So it is with the Bible. The more ways you enter the chapter, the more you see. Some years ago, I chose four roads that I have followed in my personal Bible study. Road 1, what does it say? Here I stop and write a summary of the chapter in my own words. Road 2, what does it say that I don't understand? Here I stop and write down the problems and difficulties. Road 3, what does it say in other portions of Scripture? Here is where I cross-reference the verses in the chapter. The Bible is its own best commentary, so I want to throw the light of the rest of Scripture on the passage I am studying. Road 4, what does it say to me? Here is where I pray over the passage and write out a personal application of some truth that God has shown me for my own life. This is the way to make the Bible a personal message from the heart of God to yours. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
If you'd like practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, Daily Walk provides a helpful guide for your private or family devotions, plus practical insights from each day's Bible reading. Write the Navigator's, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, practical advice on how to keep living the Christian life over the long haul. Join us on Daily Discipleship.